Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with this morning's Glory for you. I want to talk to you about forgiveness. I once heard a tremendous saying that says, not to forgive someone is like drinking poison and expecting your enemies to die. Now that's not a biblical scripture, but it's such a saying that really, really makes sense. Have you ever been through such a breakup of a relationship or a failed business venture or even, something where someone has hurt you so badly that you burn almost with anger inside and you think vengeful thoughts, but of course you don't act out on them, but they eat you up inside. This is what that is saying, this little saying, you know, that it's like drinking poison and then looking at your enemies and expecting them to die. Because not to forgive someone is like a slow form of strangulation of your spirit. It does eat you away. Now, oft times in my life, failed relationships, failed social relationships, you know, have left me bitter, unhappy, jealous, resentful, you know, and I've plotted and schemed, I'll say this, I'll do that. And really, I've made myself physically and mentally and spiritually ill. There is a real power in forgiveness that we can only kind of sort of glance at. We can never really understand the power of it. Now we're saying this, we can sort of grasp a handle on what Jesus was saying about forgiveness, about being able to forgive people, and then you can be forgiven. Do you know, and how God's forgiveness, do you know, how Jesus forgave sins. Do you know, he didn't hold them against us. He was so holy, and maybe today it's down to us to do the same, to forgive, to let go, to bring it back to ourselves and look at our part in things, to own our side, to sweep our part of the street. You see, because as I've said before, we minimise, we justify and we blame. Mary J. Blige. Yes, we minimise what we've done. We justify what we've done or we blame the other person. Are you just coming out of a failed relationship today? Are you still raw at the edges? Do you still have that butterfly feeling in your stomach? Do you still look at the phone expecting a text or expecting a call? When you turn on the television, is there always something there to remind you? Today, pray to God to help you to let go. He will give you the grace, because it says he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Today, humble yourself. Recognise the fact that you can't forgive. You can't do it on your own. You're so hurt and you're so angry. And bring it to an almighty God who so loved the world he sent his only son to die, that we who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Yes, God made a way for our sins to be forgiven through Christ Jesus. So it stands to reason that he will, by his Holy Spirit, apportion a bit of this ability to forgive to you today. Don't be like this saying. Not to forgive your enemies is like drinking poison and expecting them to die. Or don't be like Mary J. Blige, minimising justification and blame. Bring it back to yourself. Recognise the fact you're finding it hard to forgive and you're hurt. Hurts. Amen. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today. Amen. JamesGlory77@yahoo.com, Twitter and YouTube. Emails, welcome with prayer requests. God bless you.